Friend 1, hey. How are you? It's been long since we last met. Friend 2, hello. I'm good. Just planning to go abroad for further studies. Friend 1, that's great, man. So, all set to go? Friend 2, just need to clear PTE exam so that I can prove my English language competency. Friend 1, okay. So, have you started preparation for your PTE test? Friend 2, not yet. We all are well aware of the feeling, avoiding the task that needs to be accomplished from today to tomorrow to the day after and so on, that is procrastination. Procrastination, the worst enemy. You can relate procrastination to almost every aspect of your life, be it submitting your academic assignment, visiting a doctor or cleaning your closet. In this case, it relates to the preparation for your PTE test. Let's say, you are planning to appear for the PTE exam after 2-3 months and decided to start your preparation. Somehow, you keep on delaying your preparation from today to tomorrow and the process repeats for days. And, all of a sudden, you realize that you have to start your visa process and for that you will require PTE score. But, you haven't yet started with your preparation. Then, where would the score come from? On realizing this, you finally start with your PTE test practice. As the days roll by, your fear grows larger. And, you start irrational practice over and over. Practicing is mandatory. But, wrong practices. It's praiseworthy that you have started the preparation for your PTE test. But, make sure that you haven't indulged into wrong practices. You would be wondering, what are these wrong PTE test practices? Is it about my way of learning or it is something that I am unaware of? After a month. Friend 1, hey. How's your preparation going on? Friend 2, ah. In full swing. I have referred 1-2 materials. Yet, I'm looking for additional resources to learn more and achieve a high score in PTE. Referring to different materials and memorizing various strategies or techniques to get a high score in PTE exam can stand as an obstacle in your way to success. Unable to understand? Well, an illustration will give you a clear idea. You picked a resource to start the preparation for your PTE test. On the other day, you come across a headline, "The Ultimate Guide to Achieve 80+ Score in PTE." And, you jump to that resource. Few days later, you meet a friend who successfully cleared his PTE exam. He suggests you to refer some new resources and you plunge into it. At last, you choose a route that leads you nowhere. Now you might wonder, I haven't indulged in any of these wrong PTE test practices, neither I followed multiple resources, yet I didn't achieve the required score? Why? Well, this is where overconfidence takes the charge. Overconfidence is another barrier that stops you from achieving your required PTE score. Test takers who have completed their studies with English as a medium of education are often under an impression that it's just an English language test. I'll definitely come out with top marks. Many aspirants think, I have acquired great score in English back in school and I even practice with my friends. PTE exam is surely going to be a piece of cake for me. Unfortunately, their assumptions turn out to be false and the score undoubtedly reflects it. This is not it. There are even more obstacles that you need to combat to reach your targeted PTE score.